raised by the Department of Corrections. Do you mind if I take you on a journey with me through my life? Each piece that I have written was conformed first by a current event that has taken place in America. I write for the revolutionary voices that have went silent over the years for my generation and foreparents' lack of listening.
Hear me out.
And I moan out for the voices that lay dormant inside of us all.
Thank you, Julius.
I speak from experience and deliverance from the dark corners of my solitude I call my mind. I declare to you this day that I speak with the intent to deliver a message most needed in our community.
Life has purpose.
I do not write out of vain nor for self-gratification. I have chosen this season in my life.
That's a poetry clip written and produced by Angelina Jackson, an African-American poet and spoken word artist who grew up on the streets of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. She joined us on the phone from Columbus, Ohio. Angelina, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Tina, for having me.
Your poetry CD, Before You Go, Hear Me Out. In that first clip we just heard, you start by telling us that you want to take us on a journey, and we're talking about your life's journey that you want to share. So can you start by telling us where you grew up and tell us what was going on in your life and community at that time?
Sure. Well, I grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The neighborhood that I grew up in, it was infested with drugs. So I grew up during a time where they were fighting over drug territory. And that's when back they was publicizing about pimps and prostitutes, and stealing was cool. And, you know, we was drinking and smoking weed and experimenting with other drugs. So I grew up in a time in my community when drugs had really riddled the family unity. By 1999, I had an armed robbery. I was 20 years old, and I was charged and convicted. I was given 15 years in Chiquita Correctional Institution in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, for women. So at the time when I began my writings, I was in prison. I was in my early 20s, and I was really angry and frustrated about what I had endured in my life because I was a teenage prostitute. I was a teenage drug dealer as well as a teenage addict. So I had a lot of shameful memories and emotions trapped inside of me that I had never shared with anyone, and it left me pretty volatile. So I had an anger issue at that time as well. So I used writing as a means to express some of my most deepest and hidden dark secrets and feelings.
Let's listen to this next clip about a secret you wrote while you were incarcerated and are just now sharing.
Mama, what happened to lullabies? At age 12, you had me in bars hustling older guys. You didn't blink an eye when I left junior high, so why do you cry now that I have to struggle to stay alive? I remember you telling me to be all that I could be. You taught me the game and said if I wasn't your daughter, you would pimp me. Don't you see? I'm a product of your inability to raise me, praise me. It was your job to save your baby. Men have beaten, raped, and degraded me, but the times I cried is for the way you neglected me, disrespected me, and told me I wasn't cold-hearted enough to be mama's baby. You and you alone could have saved me. When will you realize that you was wrong? Acknowledge the fact you never provided me a home, only taught me the strong survive. I didn't want to hear that shit when I was broken and crying, slowly dying, was so high, I thought I was flying. Mama, you know I ain't lying. When you look at me, what do you see? A child begging to be free. How remove these sins you bestowed upon me? I always thought you didn't give a f*** about me when you deliberately spit on me and sent me off with Arabs to get you money so you could party. You lived your life through me when I was in a penitentiary. You somewhat act like you know me. Mama, you owe me. You owe only relations hold me.
Angelina, that must have been enormously difficult to write and share. But I imagine it was also very liberating for you.
Yes, yes, Tina, it was. Wow. You know, that particular piece that we just heard, I wrote it when I was 24. when I wrote that poem, it had absolutely nothing to do with her. It was all about me telling the world, this is where I come from, and this is the reason why I am. So by writing that poem, I was able to see myself for who I was, and not only say, okay, Mom, you know, you could have done a better job, but as well say, you know what, Angie, you was in a bad place in your life, so forgive yourself for the things that you didn't know. So now that I know better, I do better. And that poem freed me and gave me a better insight to why mothers and daughters have dysfunctional relationships and protect each other even when they know the other one is wrong.
What overarching messages are you trying to deliver? I mean, what do you want people to take from your poetry?
Well, you know, first of all, Tina, I want to tell you that I had no idea at the time when I wrote my poetry album that anyone would be interested or find any significance or relevancy to what I was talking about. So the most important thing that I want to convey to my audience is that self-expression is a powerful tool and a healthy method to dealing with everyday challenges we face in our life. So writing actually taught me empathy. It taught me how to have intimate relationships with people. It taught me how to relate to others and to put myself out of a situation and just feel what another person is going through. So my writing, I wrote only to share with myself. I had no idea that it would hold any relevancy today to anyone.
And then why did you choose this particular medium to share your life stories?
Yes, you know, Tina, that is a great question that you asked me. For me to answer that, I have to talk about politics. And to talk about politics, I will have to talk about black politics because I'm a black woman in America. And what I can tell you is that I totally can understand the reason why offenders reoffend. I can understand why the recidivism rate in America is so high, because even though I am a first-time felon, my felony is well over 10 years old. I have some college education as well as I'm certified and skilled in different areas. I'm unable to attain a job. So by sharing my poetry now, it gives me encouragement to go on. It somewhat validates my accomplishments, and it gives me meaning in my life. I decided to share as well because it seems as if the things that I went through as a youth in the 90s, our children are going through now in the millennium. And in some way, because I've survived it, I believe that I figured out the answer to how to rid us of some of these young at-risk teens. So I'm sharing now simply as a vessel. I'm only a messenger that has a message.
Well, Angelina, any quick thoughts on what your vision is for your future?
Yes. You know what, Tina? I would love to be a community organizer. I created this program called Say Yes to Self-Expression. I would love to introduce it to another institution as a pilot program. I would love to do public speaking. I would love to get out in the community and really share my story and allow others to benefit and get encouraged and grow from what I went through. So, And just, you know, sky is the limit. God has been good to me. I've been delivered. I'm thankful. And I'm ready. I'm ready for whatever comes my way.
Well, Angelina, we hope that you get all of that and more, too, in your life. Thank you so much for sharing and speaking with us today.
Thank you, Tina. I truly appreciate the opportunity.